Radio.
G'day everyone, thanks for tuning into The Journey. Trust you're having a great weekend wherever you are right around this beautiful country of ours. Now as we prepare to kick off another top-notch show, we've got something else to celebrate.
That's right, Dave. We've got another station who's come on board as of this week with Rema 99.9 in Port Macquarie taking The Journey for the first time this week. So a really big hello to all the listeners from Port Macquarie, to Werner and all the crew from Rema in Port Macquarie. It's absolutely fantastic to have you guys on board. Start spreading the news about The Journey up there in Port Macquarie. I know posters have gone around to a whole lot of churches, a whole lot of schools as well. And anyway, it's great to have them on board. Hey, Dave, have you seen the lineup this week?
Of course I have, Jude. Some of my absolute favourites on the show.
Here we got
Sister Hilda. She's the star of the ABC TV series The Abbey.
Mm-hmm.
We've got her segment Wisdom from the Abbey. Also Trish McCarthy, scripture teacher and fitness trainer. She gives us some great tips for living well in her milk and honey segment.
Fantastic. I also know that we've got Dr. Byron and Francine Parola, founders of Smart Loving and a couple who are Australia's most sought-after couple in marriage preparation, ongoing formation and marriage advice. In fact, they're sought after all around the world, so it's great to have them on board. We've got Peter Gilmore as well with his Living the Gospel segment, good message for young people in particular, and Dave Callahan from the Missionaries of God's Love, an order of priests who really want to reach out to people that are disconnected from church and introduce them to Jesus with his segment, The Call.
So strap yourselves in as we kick off with a reflection on the gospel reading for this Sunday with Father Ken, a Franciscan friar from Thirroul in the Illawarra.
So let's get into it. Whether you're listening in your car via live streaming or if you're tuning in via podcast, it's great to have you listening to this week's show.
It sure is. Faith, hope, love and life. You're tuned to The Journey.
Here's this week's reflection on the gospel.
This week's gospel from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14, verses 13 to 21. We tend to forget many things, don't we? Where did I leave something? Where did I drop it? Well, the only way to remember is to keep repeating things. And that's what this story has done. 6 times in the Gospels is this story repeated, the feeding of the multitude. It was very important for the early Christians and it should be very important for us because it tells us who God is, what God is like, who we are called to be. There is very much a connection in this story with the way we celebrate the Eucharist. Take, bless, break and share. The Gospels are not videotapes or YouTubes of what actually happened, but they proclaim who God is, who Christ is, who we are called to be. The setting of this Gospel is the death of John the Baptist. And naturally, Jesus is sad and upset. He goes to pray. The death of John the Baptist took place within a meal, John's banquet, or rather Herod's banquet. Jesus reveals who God is through his banquet. For Jesus, there was compassion, selflessness, and healing. For Herod, scheming, arrogance, violence, and murder. Set in a royal court. For Jesus, in the wilderness, a lonely place. Who sat down at Herod's meal? Only the bosses. The servants stood. In Jesus' meal, the disciples stood. The poor, the needy, they sat down. For Herod, there was only a private select few. For Jesus, it was public and open, open to all who were needy. For Herod, the rich food. For Jesus, the barley loaves. The bread for the poor. People left Herod's banquet still hungry, hungry for more. But in Jesus' banquet, they'd had their fill and there were indeed leftovers. The disciples' reaction was to get rid of them. There's only enough for us. But Jesus saw that in a time of need, God would provide. Jesus put the human need ahead of anything else. The Eucharist is God's generosity and kindness. Let's pray that we will bring the Eucharist alive and that we will feed the poor, not only with the bread of life, but also with the bread that they need.
Faith, hope, love and life. This is The Journey.
Here's Sister Hilda with Wisdom from the Abbey. You, of course, would be very familiar with that beautiful story from the Gospel where Jesus poses the questions to his disciples, "Who do people say I am?" And they go on, "Oh, you're John the Baptist, Elijah," so on, so on. But Jesus persists and he says, "But you, who do you say I am?" And it's beautiful Peter, whom I disrespectfully called Beloved Motormouth, who says, "Well, you're the Christ, the Son of God." I've thought about that. You know, maybe he actually said something like this as well. "I know you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. I know you've picked me up out of the mud and washed me off. I know since you came into my life, I haven't been the same. I've now got somewhere to go. I know I am changed because you're here." In normal, ordinary human terms, this is actually a recipe for a deeper knowledge of God. You see, in telling Jesus who Jesus is, Peter is actually telling and owning up to who he, Peter, is. And that can happen for you and I. The more we tell Jesus about who he is, the more we discover who we are. How about answering the question yourself today? It is truly addressed to you, and God awaits your answer. You may well be surprised at what you hear yourself say. Who do you say I am?
Welcome back. You're listening to The Journey. We just heard from Sister Hilda Scott with her wisdom from the Abbey, and it's always great to have Sister Hilda on the show. You would have loved that segment today, Jude.
I did, mate. I always love Sister Hilda's stuff. That segment, though, Who Do You Say I Am, is right at the heart of what the Gospel's about. You know, Jesus wants to be in a personal relationship with us, and, you know, Sister Hilda, she's a very prayerful lady, and she just absolutely soaks herself in God's Word and prayer, and it's just fantastic to have her come in, well, pretty regularly and record those segments for us. She's one-take Hilda, we call her, and that's because she comes in, it just flows out of her. It's fantastic to have her on board. You can go and listen to previous things that Sister Hilda said on the show, and in fact, any of our segments. You just go to radio.dow.org.au and you can listen to previous shows, and I know lots of people do that, particularly for some of their favourites on the journey.
We love giving out Cheerios on the show as well, so a big cheerio to all of the scripture teachers that are listening into the journey. I know we have a lot of teachers from all over the country who tune in. Some even use podcasts of the segment from some of the presenters, so that's great to hear.
Absolutely it is.
Faith, hope, love and life. You're tuned to The Journey.
You're listening to The Journey with Dave and Dodsey from the Catholic Diocese of Wollongong on cradio.org.au.
You're listening to The Journey, music, interviews and wisdom for living life to the full. And now it's time for Milk and Honey with Trish McCarthy.
I'm a big believer in the understanding that much of our life is a reflection of the state of our heart. Not just our physical heart, but the one that encapsulates our hopes, our dreams, our spirit, our essence, the deepest part of who we are. Jesus and the scriptures speak often about purity of heart. The Sermon on the Mount reminds us, "Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God." One description of what purity of heart entails is the interior orientation towards all that is good. That means the first and foremost attitude of our heart, flowing into our choices, and therefore our actions, is goodness. What is good for me, my body, my mind, my heart? And what is good for others with whom I interact? Although this may seem a little overwhelming to get our heads around, the incredible thing is that God has kindly written this into our very being. Although we need to develop our muscle of discernment, God, who is goodness, has left clues scattered throughout our life, also our being, our created world, and our church, that allows us to determine what is true goodness and what is not. We have responsibility to stay close to God, the source of goodness, and God's teachings, rather than making decisions based simply on what we feel. However, as we do, our hearts become increasingly pure, and we begin to see God in all things. And our experience of life and capacity to respond to life is changed irrevocably.
Together on the journey, faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness.
Welcome back to The Journey. Hope you're enjoying the show. Wherever you are today, right around this country of ours, again, a big welcome to our new listeners in Port Macquarie. I've already said that before, but I'm pretty excited that they've come on board. So, g'day to all the guys up there. And wherever you are tuning in, either live or through your local Christian radio station, online or via podcast.
Jude, I wanted to give our listeners a bit of info about the upcoming Proclaim Conference. That's happening later this month and will attract people from all over the country.
In fact, it's going to be people from all over the world. There's some fantastic speakers coming in from the United States, and the focus is on renewing parishes, renewing churches. I know that most dioceses right around Australia and churches from all over the place are coming to this. It's going to be in Chatswood at the end of August. Go to proclaim.org.au if you'd like to find out more information about that. It's going to be a great event, and there's literally going to be, you know, well, hundreds of people coming to that, leaders from all over the country. So go to proclaim.com.au if you want to find out more about that, and book in, and spots are just about run out, so you'll have to be quick.
An event not to be missed.
Together on the journey, faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness. Here are the missionaries of God's love with The Call.
Jesus says that his sheep, his followers, listen to his voice and do not listen to the voice of the stranger. But is it really this simple? There are only two voices that can direct us, the voice of the shepherd or the voice of fear. It is probably fair to say that most of the time, we're actually directed by the voice of fear. The voice of fear is very subtle and normally presents itself as the voice of reason. It is the voice that calls us to self-preservation, always looking to keep ourselves safe. This is the voice that twists the truth of the gospel message to validate its message of fear. We start believing things such as, God wants you to be happy, so there's no point persevering when things become difficult. We need to learn to recognize that the voice of the shepherd is completely different. The shepherd wants to lead us through our fear to the path of life. The shepherd never promises us that life will be fulfilled in an instant, in this instant gratification, but rather that he will lead us along a path that involves facing our fear. It's important that we recognize the difference between these two voices. Jesus says that the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. This is accomplished in the most seductive and subtle of ways, by trying to invite us to stay comfortable and safe. We need to reject this voice of fear whenever we see it operating in our life. We need to choose to listen instead to the voice that calls us to trust God in the face of an impossible call, as he leads us to our true destiny. I'm Father Dave Callahan from the Missionaries of God's Love. Find out more about us at mglpriestsandbrothers.org.
You're listening to The Journey, music, interviews, and wisdom for living life to the full.
You're listening to The Journey on cradio.org.au.
Now let's live the gospel with Pete Gilmore.
If you're ever driving to Melbourne from Wollongong, one of the things you'll realise is that it's pretty much one long road the entire way there. Sure, there are towns here and there and a few forks in the road, but for the most part, you just follow the signs and you're pretty well guaranteed to make it. The last time I travelled down, armed with my trusty iPhone, GPS loaded, the unthinkable happened. Somehow, on the one straight road, I got lost. Now, me being me, I thought I could, you know, I could figure it out and I'd eventually find the right way again. Truth was, though, the more I tried to find my way again, the more lost I got. Eventually, I had to swallow my pride and hit the reroute button and turn my car around. In life, with heaven as our destination, how easy is it to take a wrong turn? How easy it is to stop off here or there and get distracted? The good news is that even if we somehow end up in Adelaide, we can still hit that reroute button. We can still make that choice to follow God with all our heart. Wherever you are today, whether you're on the right track or not, I pray you have the courage to hit that reroute button. Perhaps take a few moments tonight before you sleep to pray and reflect, where am I and where should I be? God bless.
You're listening to The Journey, great Christian radio for the whole family.
I love Pete.
He's a great guy, isn't he?
And I know him personally too. He's just a good guy.
Yeah, he's got a real heart for young people and making faith relevant, and that's a brilliant gift that he's got in sharing. He's got a real dramatic flair, a real creative flair.
And he loves the gospel.
He does, he does. Also in there was Father Dave Callahan in his segment, The Call, drawing us all into true daily discipleship.
Coming up on The Journey, Francine and Byron Parola with their Smart Loving segment. They're much sought-after marriage experts. We're so lucky to have them on the show.
Absolutely, mate. Can't wait for this stuff.
You're listening to The Journey with Dave and Dodsey from the Catholic Diocese of Wollongong on cradio.org.au.
And now with their tips for vibrant marriages and family life, here's Byron and Francine Parola with Smart Loving.
Counsellors often talk about the importance of fun in marriage, but for those of us raising families, couple fun is one of the first casualties in a busy family schedule.
Hi, we're Francine and Byron Parola from Smart Loving, and today we're discussing couple projects.
When we start a family, suddenly life seems to get very serious. All our focus goes into children and providing for them, and our couple fun gets deprioritised. A couple project is a great way to put fun back on the agenda, and it has multiple benefits.
For example, a couple project gives us time together. This is so important that many marriage counsellors will demand their recovering couples prioritise time together, up to 15 hours a week. This can be daunting to the estranged couple, but if you have a couple project, you don't need to rack your brains trying to think of something to do with your couple time.
Secondly, recreational companionship comes with couple projects. It's one of the most common love needs and also one of the best divorce-proofing strategies. Too many spouses stray from their marriages because they are attracted to someone else who shares their interests at work or in a particular hobby. Being able to share our recreational interests helps direct our affections towards each other.
Thirdly, couple projects that challenge us and throw up obstacles such that we really have to pull together helps us to feel and operate as a team. That team identity gets carried from our project into our marriage and family life. But how do you find a couple project that you both like?
Well, many couples discover love through shared interests like hiking, cooking, travelling, or ballroom dancing, to name a few. Some of these shared interests are difficult to sustain when children come along, but many couples have successfully translated their hobbies to more practical alternatives. For example, rock climbing might be substituted for bushwalking.
Similarly, some couples build their recreation around a cause or ministry. When undertaken by only one in the marriage, these projects can be resented, especially if they are time-consuming or expensive. When a cause is shared as a couple project, not only does it bring two instead of one to the service of the community, it bonds us together as we build a meaningful legacy.
Whatever couple project you undertake, find something that you can both enjoy, and you'll find your marriage getting stronger every day.
We're Francine and Byron Parola, and for more tips on couple fun, visit smartloving.org and search for couple projects.
Together on the journey, faith, hope and love for life in all its fullness.
As promised, another really solid input from Dr. Byron and Francine Parola, and a marriage tip about, well, how taking on couple projects can really bring you close together. Which brings us to the end of another week, Dave.
Another show over already. Thanks for tuning in to The Journey. I encourage you to give us some feedback on our Facebook page. Just look for The Journey Catholic Radio in your search engine. You can also follow the links to listen to past shows of The Journey as podcasts.
And if the show isn't being played on your local Christian radio station yet, and you're listening in via podcast or via live streaming, and lots of people are, why don't you give your local Christian radio station a call? They're always looking for new programming ideas, and I'm sure they'd love to hear from you and get some of your input about what you'd like to hear on the station and why you'd like to have The Journey playing in your local region.
Jude, it's time for a cheerio and an acknowledgement at the same time to Rachel, our sound editor. She's done a great job. She's been with us from the start here at The Journey, making sure the show sounds as good as it does. She's heading off to Canada for a year of evangelization. And I know I've got a very proud dad sitting next to me.
Oh, a mixture of proud and also not wanting to let her go because, I know she's going to have a fantastic year over there in Canada doing a fantastic job for the gospel, and she's done a brilliant job for us on The Journey. So blessings be with you, Rachel, as you head over there for a year of fantastic work serving the gospel. Good luck to you. And Nick's going to kick off for us next week, our new sound editor. Nick, he's going to be, well, taking charge of making it all sound good and choosing some fantastic songs for us too. So welcome on board for Nick.
A big thumbs up to Rachel. Thanks so much. And while she's in Canada, she can listen to The Journey.
Yes, she can. She'll tune in via live streaming for sure, as all the guys over there on NAT, the National Evangelization Teams, will be doing over there in Canada. Whether they like it or not, Rachel will have them listening in.
Good on you, Rachel. And before we finish up, another big cheerio and thanks to everyone there at Port Macquarie. Great to have you as part of The Journey. Look forward to being with you again next week.
Yeah, hope you enjoyed the show up there up north. Thanks for tuning in.
Faith, hope, love and life. You've been listening to The Journey.
The Journey is produced by the Catholic Diocese of Wollongong in cooperation with Pulse 94.1 and edited by Jude Hennessy and Daniel Hopper from the Office of the Bishop.
Radio.org.au